the outgoing board actually decided before the AGM to send it down to Sydney for a few months to get it repainted and engine sorted out. We've got quite a bit of gear on it that is not ours. We've got to give it back to where it came from. And the engineers feel that they can't do it out here between the amount of work to be done and the fact that it's summertime. So it's going down to HARS, which is the Historical Aircraft Restoration Society down in Sydney, and they have a lot more equipment and so on to do the work on the plane. About $50,000 of that work is being funded by a grant from the John Villiers Trust. In total, we've had $200,000 from them, so that's a great help towards the Catalina.
So when does the Catalina go down south? And, of course, when are you expecting it back on display at Long Reach?
Okay, well, it'll be fairly shortly. Okay, the decision was made on Friday. It's a case of rounding our pilots up. They also fly for Qantas. So when the two of them have got some days off, they'll come up and fly back to Sydney. And I would like to see it back here by Easter. I'd love to see it here as the start of next tourist season.
Tell me then about the other issue that was generating a lot of discussion, was whether the Catalina continues to fly in the future years and flies to other centres so that people all around Australia can share the Catalina, or whether it stays at the Long Reach Museum. What have you decided about that?
We've decided not to decide yet, I suppose, is the best way to put it. The decision was not made. It's a case of we'll see what happens, see how much work it takes to get it back here. To continue flying it will cost a lot of money, which we don't have. The other argument is if we don't fly it, it will deteriorate. So that decision's got to be made down the track. But there's two sides to it. There's the commercial side, the dollar side of it, and there's the romance of flying. So I can see quite a debate on that down the track. But if we can't afford it, we can't afford it. And like most, a lot of things in life, if you can't afford it, you can't do it.